Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again, living windows, and it's going to look different this year. Let's go in depth with Cassie Pearson and Larissa Van Donsler with Thrive Knoxville. So Cassie, what's Thrive?
Thrive Knoxville is a nonprofit that became official in 2017, and it really came about from a group of people in different organizations that wanted to figure out how to work together, collaborate, to promote all the good things happening in Knoxville and to support that work. We want our community to be thriving. We don't want to be a dying Iowa community. We want to be a thriving Iowa community. And so originally, I believe there were 9 individuals that were on the board of directors when we incorporated. And since 2017, it's kind of been a whirlwind. We've had so much fun getting invited to participate with other groups to do things. And Living Windows is one of those. Living Windows has been in Knoxville for decades. And the group that really spearheaded Living Windows more recently, they were struggling to keep it going because of their membership, and they asked if Thrive Knoxville would be willing to partner with them. And as we started partnering, they eventually asked if we wanted to take it over, and which we did, because we find so much value in having a special event that Knoxville is known for. It's a feel-good event, and it just really does help our community in so many different ways. And then I think one of the next things we heard was that the 4th of July is a holiday that people really would like to have more to do here in Knoxville. So we took that on as a group and created some events that happened around the 4th of July. We also created our Spring into Parks event for the spring, trying to do a little service projects and make our community more beautiful after a dreary winter. And then the other event that we did host a few times was the Cy-Hawk event. And we are open to other opportunities. So we're kind of a work in progress type of group, I would say, organization, and have just really enjoyed our partnerships, and we look forward to more in the future.
Well, next one coming up is Living Windows. And when is Living Windows, Larissa?
Yeah, it is Thursday, November 19th. And Living Windows is always, traditionally, it is always the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So I'll restate it. It's November 19th. Living Windows has always been on the Thursday prior to Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving. And we are going to continue that this year.
Well, and I'm really glad to hear that, because I'd heard rumors that maybe in COVID times it wasn't going to happen.
It definitely looks different, but we're excited. We're excited for the opportunity to say, take that COVID. You're not gonna take everything away from us in Knoxville. But yes, it does look different. But hopefully we have a great avenue with Living Windows this year, kind of even through the theme of Holiday of Hope, to bring hope to Knoxville and in a time where people are struggling in all sorts of ways. So Living Windows this year isn't going to be the event it has been in the previous years before. It's not going to be the big get-together downtown with carriage rides. The windows aren't going in downtown Knoxville aren't going to be filled with people as they have been before. But what this looks like is really being very intentional and mitigating the risk of community spread of COVID too. So it's intentional by saying we want all businesses and partners to decorate their windows. Let's get people out and about to look at the through the lens of the holiday season, with the beautiful decor all around, but also kicking it off that night to say there's a Christmas lighting. Santa's going to be on the fire engine this year, but he's going to be making stops around Knoxville to drop off gift bags. gift bags? Set snack bags? Do we say gift bags?
Snack bags, goodie bags.
Goodie bags, that's the word. And that is going to be in 8 different bus stops in Knoxville. And then he will lead the way out to Marion County Park, where we are partnering with the Historical Society and Marion County Conservation for a new holiday lighted display.
Wow. So in some ways, the celebration traditionally called Living Windows before Thanksgiving is even bigger than ever.
Yeah,
it is. It's not going to be a 2-hour event. And that is something, you know, as we tried to brainstorm a COVID version, we wanted to make sure that all of the initial purposes of Living Windows was still being met.
Yeah.
And how do we do that in a way that keeps people healthy and safe? Because we are so tuned in to making sure that our community continues to focus on healthy behaviors. And we know congregating in large groups of people that aren't normally together is not a good idea. But we do want to make sure that people feel like we're kicking off a holiday season. We want them to appreciate and know what our local businesses are. We want to encourage local shopping. We want to encourage people to appreciate a new lighted display. That is also going to showcase our historical village out at Marion County Park. So they're going to possibly see something that maybe had been forgotten about in the past. The decorated windows, we're going to have a little competition, and people are going to be able to vote from November 19th all the way up until December 23rd on their favorite decorated window, and the winner is going to get a little promotional package deal that's going to include $250 towards their Chamber of Commerce membership, some advertising, radio station, print material, maybe some banners and signs from some other local businesses. And so trying to figure out how do we continue to showcase all the great things that we have in our town and our businesses and do that partnership. Mm-hmm. We're just going to draw it out so it's not just 2 hours.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Living Windows with Cassie Pearson and Larissa Van Donsler with Thrive Knoxville. I love Living Windows. It's a lot of fun. I get to see people I don't get to see. What do we do that night? We're doing so many things virtually. Do I have to go to Living Windows on my computer or what do
I do? A little bit. You do. That's okay. A great thing. So to kick it off, so on November 19th at 5:45 p.m., we will start a Facebook Live virtual event. And again, we don't want large congregated groups, but on the Courthouse Square, we will be broadcasting live. We will have a small choir and a band that will be providing holiday music. Our Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are gonna ride in on a fire truck, and they are gonna plug in the Christmas tree lights on the courthouse. And then the band and choir will do a little bit more performing. And as Santa drives off, the Facebook Live feed then will go with Santa, but will not stay live, but will capture some of the footage from those Santa stops so people can see exactly what that atmosphere is. And then at 8 p.m., tune back in, and Santa and the fire truck and Mrs. Claus are going to give a sneak peek preview of the Marion County light display out at Marion County Park. So on the 19th, that is how people can participate and watch. If you have children, we will have the Santa stops in those locations. We are advertising the addresses. If you have children, you can appear at one of those at the right time and pick up a goodie bag. We're anticipating an apple and an orange and a candy cane, some coloring sheets, maybe a few chocolates,
From the North Pole.
Straight from the North Pole, yes, delivered. And we'll have some elves at each of those stops that will help hand that out. We are very hopeful that families will arrive in the parking lot, stay in their car, and then we will be bringing the goodie bags. The elves will be bringing the goodie bags to the kids in the cars. Once they have theirs, then they can go ahead and take off. So again, trying to make living windows and all of the pieces of the event in making sure that they are maintaining the safety protocols and the measures for anyone who wants to participate.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put those locations on our website, and so we'll let people know where those are. And so it's going to be like satellite living window stations.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Yep, and it's
okay.
Just a pickup, though.
Just
so
a pickup.
There won't be anything else happening there. So again, we want short time periods of people okay. being together to mitigate any COVID issues, but still being able to catch the holiday spirit.
Okay, so you don't want us coming downtown then?
Correct.
All right, so this is not quite all online, but a lot of it.
A lot of it.
But we to shop, we can sort of string it out over however many weeks we want. So Living Windows extended over weeks with the shopping experience.
Yes. So all typically, right. Living Windows would have 1,500 people congregated in one space for 2 hours. And those of us that have been there know that sometimes you're trying to squeeze through doorways of businesses too wide because there's so many people trying to move around. And that's what we want to avoid. So we are encouraging people to go to our local businesses, visit them, and I believe they are looking at some extended hours. And so we will be promoting those for the next from November 19th through December 23rd. Some evening shopping hours, but again, trying not to have large crowds at one time, but spreading people out so that they can still have the experience, but in the safest way possible.
Yeah, you don't want us elbowing through crowds to hear the choir sing or the band play or community chorus in one place and then all crammed in and it's cold outside maybe and
yes.
we're just all trying to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No. So probably the one piece that we're hopeful that a year from now we can bring back more of that downtown experience, but the free goodies, the cookies and the hot cider and the hot chocolate are probably what people are going to miss the most this year. But hopefully it's just a 1 year hiatus.
And the roasting chestnuts.
And the roasting chestnuts.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about Living Windows with Cassie Pearson and Larissa Van Donsler with Thrive Knoxville. This is to make the best of a not very good situation and maintain their tradition, and so we can all still participate. It's still going to be my friends singing, kids I know, and I'm just going to be not exposing them to me or me to them or to each other, and so this is safe, and it'll be fun to watch them on the screen. It'll be fun to watch Santa and Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is going to be here too.
Yes.
All right.
We've heard that she's coming.
She's
down.
Scheduled.
Yeah, she's
right.
Scheduled.
Well, good. All right. So then we can do that, and then we can come out to the different stops if we've got the little kids, and then we can come back, and then watch the rest of it and see what's happening at the park. Kids can be sitting there on your lap, whatever. So it can be a fun family event at home.
Yes.
At the same time. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
Thrive is just too smart. I mean, it's just like this is really good. I mean, it's responsible, gets us started on the holiday spirit and reminds us to shop local.
It does. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that COVID has taken, again, so much. This year, people are grieving so much. And so it's looking through the lens of opportunity of how do we navigate the barrier and still give people the experience and to be hopeful. Our businesses have had a hard year. We encourage everyone to shop local, especially this holiday season. I'm excited to see what they all put up in their windows this year and how they decorate. And I know they're thinking outside of the box all over the community. I also think about when I was a kid, loading up with my grandparents every holiday season, and we would go look at Christmas lights in two different towns. And I think that's the piece of it too. Like that experience of, Let's go look at Knoxville through a new lens and together. And maybe it slows us down a little bit this year, so we're not quite caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season, but we can slow down and enjoy it and enjoy one another. And own that, yeah, we are grieving things that have been lost, but there's opportunity because tomorrow is going to come.
And so help support our local businesses and, you know, shop local. And then, you know, we can always do curbside pickup virtually everywhere. And so support our restaurants because we want them to still be here.
Yes. There are people. There are tribe.
Yeah. And many of those businesses, restaurants, even our service businesses give gift certificates. You know, so think about those for Christmas, and I'm sure they will do curbside pickup, and it's actually a lot safer in a global pandemic to shop locally instead of driving out of town and going to larger cities and malls and other things. So we really do encourage that local shopping. If you're getting gifts this year, think about all of the things here in Knoxville that we have access to. And just wonderful people and how we're supporting them and their families in that as well.
So a new take on Living Windows sounds like a lot of fun to me, and I'll just have Facebook on and a little notification will come up and you're live again. And
So the other part of a previous part of Living Windows was our wreath auction. And we won't be able to have the wreath auction this year because that would take everybody being in the same location. And would like to give a appreciation shout out. Candy's Flowers has agreed to partner with us, and she is going to be creating opportunities that customers can order some things from her, and then she'll be providing some of the profit as a donation back to Thrive. Because we have had Living Windows be a little bit of a fundraiser to help us with the other events that we host later in the year. And so we appreciate, again, our partnerships so that we can continue to look at doing fun things in the future. And so it's kind of the win-win. We've got partners that are going to have a benefit, but so is our community. And I guess on that same front, new partnerships. So we're so excited to be partnering with the Historical Society and the Marion County Conservation Board to provide the Marion County Lights, because once the county park kind of closes the campgrounds down for the winter, not a lot of people are necessarily going out there. They don't always remember that we have the historical village out there. This is our way to help showcase those great attractions here in our community and in a safe manner. So we're really excited that actually the pandemic has created new opportunities that we might not have ever thought of had we continued Living Windows exactly as it has been in the past.
So where do I find the stream that night?
Yep, on KNIA KRLS's Facebook page, on Thrive Knoxville's Facebook page, and on the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Larissa Van Donsler for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.